This podcast is part of a special series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine.
How should early career scientists plan their futures? Jim Austin, editor of Science Careers, may have an answer. Today, we're chatting about a new career-building application called MyIDP, accessible online at www.myidp.sciencecareers.org.
MyIDP is a web application that's been developed by the AAAS IT department with help from Science Careers and several partner organizations. And the idea of it is that it takes what is often a source of anxiety for early career scientists, that is, what am I going to do with my life? And it replaces it with an analytical framework that lets them work through that question and end up with an executable plan that will help them to get where they want to be in their careers.
Ideally, what do you hope that MyIDP will achieve?
One problem that we face in science right now is that there is a widespread expectation on the part of science trainees that they will end up doing what their faculty advisors do, what their mentors do. And of course, those people are always in academia. But it's well established and widely known at this point that there are far more trainees than there are positions in academia. That's okay if there is other good and productive work that those people can end up doing. So one of the most important things that MyIDP achieves is broadening the expectations about what kinds of careers people might choose. Instead of having one big central target, that is an academic career, and a bunch of other sort of vague ideas that float around that, which is more or less the current situation for most people who are aspiring to scientific careers, MyIDP replaces that with about 20 different career categories, all of which receive equal weight, and they're all very specific. And by going through the IDP process, you end up with a list of career possibilities. They're ordered by their fit for your self-identified interests and values and skills. And you can then choose the career paths that you are most interested in.
How did you settle on these career trajectories?
Well, it's an imperfect process. I've been the editor of Science Careers for about 11 years, which has given me a lot of exposure to these career paths. My colleagues have worked also in capacities where they have had exposure to a lot of different scientific careers. Several of them have worked as career counselors for graduate level science trainees. And so there's no systematic way of doing this. You just have to think about all the stuff that you know that you've been exposed to and put it in a list. But then once we've had that list, we've run it by other people, other career counselors, other experts, and we've come up with a list that, although it's imperfect, is probably the best list out there of this kind.
How exactly does MyIDP work? How does it choose your career trajectory?
It's really important for people to understand that it doesn't choose a trajectory for you. What it does is provide you with a list of possibilities that is in an order that, to the best of our abilities as the designers of the system, reflects your skills and interests. But no possibilities are eliminated. If a particular career path comes in at number 20 in the list, but that's the one you decide you want, you can still choose that career path. You know, we're not ruling anything out. We're just making recommendations.
Great. What would be your top advice for a scientist who is early in his or her career?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think it really depends on the individual scientist. There are some people out there who they already know what they want to do. And for that case, I would just say associate with the best people in the field that you want to work in. Work extremely hard and do the best work you can. And I'm sorry if this seems a little bit cliched, but it's true. Also, with a little luck and a lot of hard work and a lot of passion, you'll get there. But there also are a lot of people out there who, you know, they finished their undergraduate degrees, and let's say they had a degree in physics, but they're still not quite sure what you do with a physics degree right out of college. I mean, it's not that easy to find out. So they just kind of wander in to graduate school because they don't really know what else to do. And it's okay. They have some good experiences. But then, you know, they go through, they do their PhD, they get close to the end, and they're still, again, not quite sure what they want to do next. That's the hard group, right? I mean, it's easy to tell somebody that if you want to do something, then go for it. But if you're not quite sure where you want to end up, that's the people that really need the advice. And the advice that I have for them is take responsibility for your own career. Get out there, do your own research, figure out what opportunities are available, and have the confidence, have the audacity, have the self-belief to know that you can do those things, even if it's not obvious how you get from where you are now to where you want to be. You can navigate that in time. The key thing is to accumulate information and then to have the confidence that you can get it done and then get out, meet people, and try things.
Well, Jim Austin, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And I'll just mention that anyone who wants to check this out can find it at myidp.sciencecareers.org.
Read Bruce Albert's and Jim Austin's editorial, Planning Career Paths for PhDs, in Science's September 7th issue. I'm Meghna Sachdev. On behalf of Science Magazine and our publishers AAAS, thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to a policy podcast, part of a series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine. The full Science podcast is released Thursdays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time.